Today's daf is Gittin, daf Mem Gimel. And we are on Mem Beis Amud Beis, discussing the middle status of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, or Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, as we continue here in the sugyas of Avadim. Mem Beis Amud Beis, we'll pick up with Iba Iluhu, about two-thirds of the way down. Just keep in mind, the last line that we read yesterday is an important line for various halachos, where the Gemara was machalik between Medrash Chachamim and Mefurish Bekra, even though both are dinim da'oraisa, but there are different levels even within the world of da'oraisa. Even the Rambam that we've mentioned many times, the five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh, the first three categories are all da'oraisa, even though they're different categories. And there he's not even machalik between how the Gemara here is machalik. Remember there, the Gemara, the Rambam has, in his Hakdama, two Pirushim Mishnayos. He has category number one, Pirushim HaMakubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that come down from Moshe, and there has never been an argument, there's a transmission, that this is the case. And that is all that, the fact that an Esrog is a Pre-Eitz Hadar, and the fact that Ayin Tachas Ayin, we say money. Right? Many others. Pirushim HaMakubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Dinim Da'araisa. This is how we understand the text of the Torah. And then category two is Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, which by the first category never says Halacha Moshe MiSinai by a Pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog and not other types of beautiful fruit. But there are many other halachas where it says Halacha Moshe MiSinai, Shir and Mechitzin, and the whole list in the beginning of Sukkah, or Nisach HaMayim. There are many others that are mentioned. There are some that is even a machlokas about, where the Gemara says, Gemiri, is that Halacha Moshe MiSinai, is it not? The Rashi and the Tosfos seem to say yes. The Rambam says no. But both of those categories are Da'oraisa. Even the third category is Da'oraisa, which are all the halachas learned out using the Midosha Torah Nidreshes Bohen. All of the Hekish and Gzeira Shava, and Klalu Prat, and Binyan Av, all of the midos, that's category three, but all three of those are da'oraisa. With the chiddush of the Gemara here is that there could be differences even within the world of da'oraisa if something is explicitly in the text or not. What was the difference here? So the Gemara said whether an eved will need a shtar shichur. If the Torah says that the eved will go free if a certain event happens, so then if it happens, what's mefurish b'kra, so then the eved goes free. If it's not mefurish b'kra, he goes free, but he needs a shtar shichur. That's the nafkamina our Gemara says here. And we mentioned three other differences in halacha between mefurish b'kra and not mefurish b'kra. Just to review them, and then we'll continue. Number one was Malkus. That's the most famous one. Right? One is not going to get Malkus punished unless you have a pasuk in the Torah that says one of four words. He shomer pen al or lo. Without those words, there's not going to be Malkus. It could be an asay, it could be a chazal. That's why we assume, by Halacha Moshe MiSinai, going back to the other context, generally we do not give Malkus for a Halacha Moshe MiSinai. Unless, and this is the Reb Chaim that we have mentioned in the past, it's a Halacha Moshe MiSinai that is not a Michadeshes, telling us something new, but a Mifareshes, expanding an already prior definition. If the Torah says something, and now we have a new understanding of what the Torah says, that's considered Mefurish Bekra. That's a different type of Halacha Moshe MiSinai. If Halacha Moshe MiSinai tells me that an RL is going to get, or a Zar, right, all the different types of people that do the Avoda. So I think you're going to get Malkus if you do the Avoda. If somebody is a Zar, somebody's an RL, the Rambam says yes. Why? In RL, his Lashon is, how are you Kazar? Even though it's learned that from a Halacha Moshe MiSinai. What the Halacha Moshe MiSinai teaches me is that the definition of Kohen is expanded. Kohen doesn't only mean someone of Kohanic lineage, but it means someone, a circumcised person from Kohanic lineage. And if somebody is an RL, even if they're a Kohen, so that's considered a Zar. Right? There are many, and what it might be a male circumcised Kohanic lineage. Right? You can keep expanding that depending on how one understands the halacha. But number one is our Gemara. Number two is Malkus. Number three is the Ran and Shvuah Daf Ches that we mentioned. A Shvua could be Chal on something that is not Mefurish Bekra. It's only not Chal on something that's Mefurish. So if somebody makes a Shvua that they're going to learn, so that could be Chal. You can't swear to do a mitzvah. You're already Mushba V'yomei Mehar Sinai. The answer is, what is Mefurish Bekra that you have to learn? Right, you have to vishinanta levanacha v'dibarta bam, and just kriyash mashashach with v'shal arvis. The pasuk in Navi says v'higisa b'yom of alayla, and that is not mafurish, and that's why Yeshua can be chal on it. And number three, we mentioned quickly the Tosfos in Yevamis on Dav Zayin and Mabez, where Tosfos discusses the halacha of bia b'miksas. If a mitzora stands at the doorway of the azara and he sticks his hands into the doorway in order to get sprinkled on, why is he allowed to do that? He's not allowed to go inside. So the Gemara says bia b'miksas. His whole body is not going in, only his hands are going in. So that can have a different halacha. Iwi paskin bia b'miksas shma bia. It is considered a going in. So Tosfos says, letzorach mitzvah, in order for him to become tahar, and in this circumstance where it's not mefurish b'kra, Tosfos uses the lashon, so then we would allow it. So those are already four areas of halacha where we find a difference between mefurish and enu mefurish bikra. So now let's continue now with the next question. The Gemara just asked whether someone who is meshuchra, gets shichra, whether he gets a knas or not. Is he still considered an eved regarding the halacha of knas of shloshim mishel eved? Next question we have now. Ibai lehu, mu'ukav get shichra, ochel betruma o eno ochel. Does someone who is going to be freed, but he just didn't get shichur yet, all the cases that we've had over the past couple of days, can he still eat shumah or not? Ochel b'truma, o ein ochel. Does he not? Kinyan kaspa, amar achmana, v'hai lav kinyan kaspa, who? Do we say that who eats shumah? A kohen, his family, or his acquisitions? So this is not really his acquisition, because he cannot use him anymore. He has to free him. Right, v'hai lav kinyan kaspa, who? Because kinyan kaspa is someone who works for me. If he's not working for me, if he can't work for me, so then maybe he's not kinyan kaspa. Do we say that? O Dilma, or do we say no? Kivan to Mechusar get Shichur, Kinyan Kaspo, Karina Bay. Since technically he is not freed yet, he can still be called Kinyan Kaspo. Right, interesting question, whether Kinyan Kaspo is defined by usage or defined by legal ownership. That's the question here. How do we look at it? So Tashma, says the Gemara, maybe we learn it from the following. Dabar Misharshi. Where Misharshi says, Kohenes, Shenis Arva Vlada Bivlad Shifchasa, if there's a mix-up in the birthing room between a Kohenes and her Shifcha. They're both having babies. One is going to be a Kohen, and one is going to be an Eved of a Kohen. You're not sure who is who. Hare Elu, Ochlin, Betruma. Both of them can eat Truma. Because after all, a Kohen can eat Truma, and an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So no matter who they are, they can eat Truma. V'cholkin chelak echad al hagoren. But if you're going to give them a portion at the storage place, so you only give them one chelak, because you're not going to get a separate chelak for the eved of the kohen, so give them one chelak. Higdilu hata'arovos. If the, once they get older, so what do we do? Meshacharin zezeh. We make them each free each other. Give eshtar shichur to each other. Why? Look at Rashi, fourth wide line. V'cholkin chelek echad. B'yavamis mefarshim chelek ke'echad. Doesn't only mean one, it means you have to give it together. Because this is a whole thing like the Shita, that you never give Truma to an Eved Kenani unless his master is with him. So echad here means ke'echad. Dilma asil meimar kohen umasiko lo liyuchsin. Right, because the worry is that if he gets Truma by himself, you might think he's a kohen and you might treat him like a kohen, even regard to marriages. And Rashi explains, V'hai mu'ukav get shichur hu. This person, whichever the Eved is mu'ukav get shichur, v'ein l'rabo reshusalav. Why? Because you don't know who is who. And an Eved can't be mishabed a Kohen, so therefore, each of them have to give a shtar shichur to each other. And it says, though, that up until that point, they could eat truma. So isn't this a raya that an Eved, who is mu'ukav get shichur, is allowed to eat truma? It's back to the Gemara, Higdilu atarovos, Meshachrin says, doesn't that prove our shita, our question? So the Gemara says, maybe not. This is not a normal case of mu'ukav get shichur. Hachi ashto, wait a minute. Tasam im yavo Eliyahu, v'yomar b'chad minayhu de'eved hu kinyikas b'karina bay. If Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us what the reality is here, so then one of them is Vaday an Eved, one of them is Vaday a Kohen. And therefore, maybe he is not considered a Mu'ukav Get Shichur. It's not like the cases we had earlier where somebody was Mafkir or Makdish their Eved, and Eliyahu Navi has nothing to do with this. The halacha is he has to get a Get Shichur. Here, it's based on Chisaron of Yediya. It's based on the fact that we don't know. If we don't know, then who says you're going to treat this as a regular case? Lamaisa, they have to give each other a shtar shichur. But not halachically, if Eliyahu Navi would come now, and therefore that's why he would be able possibly to eat Shruma. Hacha lav kinyan kaspo hu klal. But here it's not kinyan kaspo, because it's maybe if somebody is vadai on his way out, mukav get shichur, so then we would not give him Shruma. So that question is also unanswered. Next question. Iboy Elohu. What about the following case? Eved shemachar rabba leknas. We have been talking about knas, that if a shor kills an eved kenani, there's shloshim shekel that has to be paid to the master. What happens? Can a master sell the rights of the knas? Eved shemachar rabba leknas. Can he do that? Macher o eno macher. Does that work or not? What's part of this issue? Part of this issue is the knas does not exist yet, right? And therefore, can you sell something with the rights of it? Does not exist. Tosfos points out, you're not just selling the knas. Just selling the knas, for sure, would not be allowed. You're selling the eved legabe, the rights to the knas. That's Tosfos' formulation in the bottom. Tosfos, machar knas shel eved lo mi boile. Just selling the knas, for sure, would not work. But machro rabo liknas. Right? You sell legabe the knas, you sell the rights of the eved for the knas. So says the Gemara, machar o eno machar. Does this work or not? And the Gemara says, this is a question according to either of the opinions of the Tanoim. Tiboy l'Rabbi Meir, Tiboy l'Rabbanan. It works. This is a question either according to Rabbi Meir or according to the Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? In the sugya of Makne Davar Shalobala Olam. Tiboy l'Rabbi Meir. It's a question according to Rabbi Meir, who says usually there's more flexibility. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Meir Adam Makne Davar Shalobala Olam. When does Rabbi Meir usually say that a person can be Makne Davar Shalobala Olam? The Chiddush, all the different types of cases that come up in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Ella Kagon, Peiros Dekel Da'avi. You could sell the fruit of a tree because that's natural process. You have a tree that's going to grow fruit. So there he says, even before the fruit come, you could foresee that the fruit are going to grow. It's something natural. And therefore, that's where he would allow you to be makne a davar shelo bala olam. Aval hacha mi yemer demingach. But here, who says this eved will ever be gored? Who says that a knas will ever be paid? And therefore, maybe even Rabbi Meir would say here, you cannot be makna davar shelo bala olam. The imtim salomar deminga. Oh, I'll stop there for a minute. This havamina definitely relates to the two understandings that achronim have in the problem of being makna davar shelo bala olam. Right? Why can't I be? Somebody's not here yet. What's the problem? So the two most common understandings is A, maybe, and this we alluded to yesterday already, a lack of gemiras das. I'm not so serious. How could you say I'm selling you something seriously if the thing doesn't exist yet? So that's the problem. A lack of seriousness on the part of the person who is acquiring or giving. And if that's the case, that sometimes you could substitute. If you could substitute something for Gemira's Das, like a Shvua, then that might be able to solve the problem. But that's one understanding. The other understanding is that no, even if I'm fully serious, but kinyanim need physical items to be chal on. If the item's not here, a kinyan's not going to work. It's not tangible. It's not here. And therefore, you can't sell that. So there, even if I try to substitute, but lamaisa, kinyan cannot be chal. So here, according to this havamina, maybe approach number one is being emphasized. When does Rabbi Meir say that? Because because you know it's coming. If you know it's not here yet, you can't say it makes a difference whether the kinyan is chal on it or not. Either way, it's not here, but you know it's coming. So maybe Remeir only says it would work by natural process, by fruit. But over here, who says he's ever going to be gored? V'im tim salomar demingach, and even if he's going to be gored and killed, mimai demishalim, who says that the master will ever gain the rights to collecting the knas? Dilma mode umiftar. Maybe the owner of the ox will be mode before he's brought to Bezdin Umiftar, and then he'll be Pater. We know the Halacha, Motib Knas is Pater. So maybe, according to Rabbi Meir, who says, we have the question of, in this case, could he the Rab sell him L'Knas? The Tzibay, the Rabbanan, and the other way. Ad Kan L'Kam Rabbanan, when did the Rabbanan say, Ein Adam Makna Dover Shalom Bala Olam? When did the Rabbanan say that a person cannot give something and be makne something davar shelo bala olam elikagon peiros dekel dahashta miyalesnu, because there's actually something that is not existent right now. It did not grow yet. That's a real chisaron. aval hacha, but here by the eved, all the parties could very well exist. Just the act didn't happen yet. Aval hacha, hakoi shar, v'hakoi eved. There's an ox somewhere in the world that might kill him, and the eved's right here. So maybe the Rabbana would agree in this case that it's not so dover shalopa la'ola, meaning this might emphasize the opposite approach. Opposite approach of there is something for the Kenyan to be chal on, for the Kenyan to be chal on. It's interesting. Ish havamina might reflect a different approach of davar shalobo la'ola. So my, that's the kasha. What do we say in this? What do we say in this case? The Meiri, when he quotes this suffix, has another element that you might be machalik between our case and other cases, and that is knas could be better on the one hand, as the Gemara says, because knas could happen immediately. Tomorrow. Right now. So that makes it more bala olam. It might be similar to what the Gemara is saying, but he's just adding in a line. Not just that they exist right now, but it can happen in a second. Haperos e efsha liosa machshav ba'olam. Aval zu, aval bisha efsha shalotavo negicha la'olam. It could be that it can never happen, but hoil ve efsha lios ha negicha tekufa lidziburo. It could happen right away. Harihi kamisha ba. It's as if it happened already. Meaning everything is existing, it can happen right now, on the one hand. But on the other hand, as the Gemara said also, by fruit, not only is it natural, but he has shaychus to be able to make it happen. He plants, he waters, v'chulu. And a master cannot do something to make what he could make, try to get an ox to gore his eved. It's not normal, not what he wants to do, and that's why it's more davar shlobo la'olam. So maybe he just adds in an element to the psukim to help us with our understanding. There's a lot here, but there's about modi b'knas. But first, let's read the answer of the Gemara, and then Mishnah will come back to modi b'knas. So the Gemara has that suffix. So Amar Rabbi Abba Tashma. So let's try to see what the halacha is. Again, could a master sell his eved the gabe the knas? Now he still owns the eved, but regarding the rights of the knas, can he do it? So if you lid bias. What's Vilid Bias? That's the Pasuk in Vayikra that's teaching me who is allowed to eat Truma. The Pasuk says there in Parshas Emor, V'kohen, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, hu yochabo. If nefesh acquires an Eved Kenani, he could eat. And then the Pasuk says, Vilid Beso, heim yochlo balachmo. And anyone born in his house. That doesn't mean his kids. Right, that's obvious that his kids could eat. But this is talking about anybody born to that Eved. V'lid Beis. So Rashi there says in Emor, Elu b'nei ha-shvachos. These are the children of the shvachos. The Ashes Kohen Ochelas B'chumam Ne'mekra Zesh Avikin Yekaspo. Okay. Or maybe it's another Pasuk called Torah B'Veischa. But either way, in the Pasuk you have two categories of people that are able to eat Truma. Number one, Kinyan Kaspo. Number two, V'lid Beso. So the question is, who are those? Who is that referring to? So the pasuk says, the brisa, yilid bais, matam alomar. Why do you have to have both of these in the pasuk? Both yilid bais, somebody born in the house, and kinyan kesef, somebody who is acquired. Ochel im kinyan kesef ochel yilid bais lo kol shekein. Right, if you somebody who you acquire, right, eats. So surely someone who is born in the house, isn't that even more connected to you and surely will eat? So Elu, no, Elu Kane, if it only said one, how you see Omer, I would have said, Ma Kinyan Kesef, Sheyesh Bo Shava Kesef, Ochel. I would have said, if Kinyan Kesef, which has a value, you obviously bought this, acquired this Eved, if the Kinyan Kesef has a value, they're allowed to eat, Af Yilid Bayis, Sheyesh Bo Shava Kesef, Ochel. So to only somebody who is born who has a value can eat. We'll see who that excludes. Uminayin sha'afal pi she'eno shaveh klum. How do I know even if the yilid bias is not shaveh, they could eat shuma tamalomar yilid bias mikol makom. Yilid bias, it means anybody. That's why he says that lashon. V'yadayin ani omer, also I would have said yilid bias, if it only said yilid bias, bein she'ish bo shaveh kesef, bein she'ish bo shaveh kesef ochel. Because yilid bias is not limiting. Kinyan kesef, which has kesef involved in it, the acquisition, yesh bo shava kesef ochel, ein bo shava kesef ein ochel. I would think only if it has a value, if he has a value. Tam belomar, kinyan kaspo, yilid beso. That's why you have the comparison. Ma yilid bias, afal pish ein o shava klum, Ochel, even if the Eved, I'm sorry, even if the, right, the baby born does not have a value, Ochel, Avkinyin Kaspo, Avishina Shavaklum Ochel, even if he's not Shavaklum Ochel. So who is somebody who does not have a value? Who is Eno Shavaklum? So if you look in Rashi in the fourth line, Kigon, Shenasa Mukashrin, right, if he's, has covered with boils from head to toe, so then maybe that's someone who's considered Eno Shavaklum. That's the Brisa. So now we're trying to be medayig. V'i saka daitach eved shamachor l'rabo l'knas machor. If you say a master could sell the rights of the knas in his eved, so says the Gemara, would you ever have somebody who does not have a value? Mi ika avda delo mizdav in l'knasa. The Brisa at least has a possibility, talking about avadim that have a value, that don't have a value, and whether they're included in the limud. But if an eved always has Knas rights that you're able to sell, then every Eved will have a value. You can at least sell them for the rights, at least Shloshim, the rights to collect the Shloshim Shekel, if it occurs. So, says the Gemara, it must be that you're allowed to, you're not allowed, because then there wouldn't be a Knas, there wouldn't be a value. There would be a value. So Gemara answers in, no, there is a case where there is no value. Why? Even if you want to say you usually could sell Knas, Ika, Eved, Trefa. If you have an Eved who's already a Trefa, who's going to die within 12 months, Rashi uses the Lashon here, Gavra Katilahu. He's already considered a dead man for certain halachos, right? So he's not Chayim Misa, halachically, by an Eved Trefa. So there wouldn't be a Knas. So even if normally you would be able to sell the Knas, maybe the Brisa is referring to an Eved Trefa, who is a Mukashrin, right, who does not have any value. Says the Gemara of Achazi Lamekam Kameh, just to finish off the case, Benuvo Mukashchin. So he's both a Trefa, and he doesn't have value when he's alive, because he can't service properly, and he doesn't have value if he dies, because there is no Knas. Okay, stop there for a moment. So again, that question also, all these questions go unanswered. Again, it's not going to be Halacha L'maisa, because as we said yesterday, the Knasos are not, and not Halacha L'maisa. Okay, 2 points, let's discuss a little bit in Moda B'Knas. This sugya, obviously, is very crucial for when the chiyuv of knas kicks in. Right? Why is it that if somebody's modeh b'knas, they're pater? Why is it? If somebody comes to Beis Din and says, I owe the person $100, just the opposite. Hodas baldin kemeya edim dami. And all of a sudden, modeh b'knas is the opposite. We have modeh b'knas as pater. So why is that? Right? A person cannot incriminate themselves if they're saying they did something wrong. Right, modeh b'knas pater. If I borrowed money, or I shouldn't say that. If I come to Beis Din and say I damaged you, it could be that's also hodas baldin kemei edim dami. But specifically a knas and the arbitrary payments that the Torah makes, meaning arbitrary, meaning not specifically related to the amount of damages. So then that is modeh b'knas pater. So why is that? So there is a question in the Achronim how far reaching modeh b'knas goes. The knas doesn't exist yet. That's the pashtus way of understanding modeh b'knas pater. The din is that Beis Din has to enforce and be mechayiv the knas. I can't. So if I jump the gun and I do it, pater. Okay, maybe hashkafically I'm doing tshuva, so I'm not going to be chayiv, but that's halachically, I have to, Beis Din has to create it. If I created it, then I have undermined it. Right? That is the simple understanding how Rov Achronim assume. And therefore the knas does not exist until Beis Din tells me that it exists. Right? Unlike a case of, let's say, damages or a case of a loan where the obligation starts from the act, the maisa is mechayev, but by a knas is not true. Right, shloshim shekel, any knas, right, it does not exist until Beis Din is mechayev it. That is one. The other way of understanding is you can't say it does exist, but still, you're not going to be chayev until Beis Din is mechayev it. Okay, there are different ways of understanding with many nafkaminas regarding Edim Zomamin, there's Tosu Kiveger in the first parak in Makos, and Mashbia Eide Knas in Masechta Shvuos. There is a question exactly how to understand it. But just to mention the Machlokas Achronim, the Ksos writes in Simon Shinu and Siv Beis, all Modeh B'Knas means is that your Hoda'ah cannot be Mechayiv you. It does not mean that your Hoda'ah is Poter you. L'may Nafkamina, what happens if I'm Modeh B'Knas in one Beis Din, and then in a different Beis Din, Edim come and say I'm Chayiv? The Ksos says, I'm going to be chayiv to pay in the other Beis Din. Modeh b'knas pater doesn't remove the chiyuv totally. It's a big chiddush, says the Ksos. Modeh b'knas pater just means I am not mechayiv myself. But don't take it literally. Does it really mean poter? That's the Ksos in Shin Shinun Sif Beis, right here. El Ikra Dahai Milsa, Kivan Da Torah Amra, Asher Yashin Elohim, Pratla Mashia Atzmo, Asher Yashin Elohim. Right, the Bezdin has to be Machayev you. Ein Hadavar Talui, Ela Ba'oso Bezdin, Shadaran Oso Achshav. This only applies to a Bezdin where he is right now. The Imbo Eidin, the Heidu Alabe Bezdin, Velo Gamru Esadin, Oso Bezdin, Uba Vitove Oso Lefne Bezdin Acher, Umode Lefnehem, Avele Mode Beknas. Ubeidina kamoi shabo edim alaknas shaber mechayven also to lefnehem ain't no mode beknas given the kfar he idu edim alav lefnehem v'chein lahevich if you mode beknas at one that's the big chiddush of the ksos every bezdin is separate and therefore the ksos's understanding clearly is mode beknas ain't no mechayev but it's not poter the chiyev totally that's the ksos and the nesivus argues and the arsameach argues and nuchas niskemamo no the whole point of mode beknas is if you come to bezdin poter. If somebody comes and says, I stole and I sold, I'm going to be chayiv only the Karen. I'm not going to be chayiv the kefal of the dalav behei. Potter, that's poter, period, even if the Edim might come afterwards in a different bezdin, Modi Beknas is poter. That could also be the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Hey, have a machlokes. What if the person sees Edim running, going to Bezdin to testify against him. So he's going to run and make it to Bezdin first and be Mode Beknas. And then the Edim are going to come. So what's the halacha Mode Beknas v'achar kach bo Edim? That's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, you're still Potter. Rav says, you're a Potter. Mode Beknas Potter. Well, Shmuel says, no. V'achar bo Edim, the Edim are going to be Mechai of you. So that could be this machlokas achron. It might be rooted in that machlokas amoraim. Rav would say mode bechnas is mamish poter, and therefore even if edim come afterwards, you're not going to be chayiv. Well, Shmuel says no. Mode bechnas is eno machayiv, but it doesn't just make the chayiv disappear, and therefore at some point in the future it could be that you are going to be chayiv. There's a vart I should say on this sugya. I mentioned this a couple of years ago. And that is, the Pasuk says, I think in Parashas Balak, Mi yichye misumo el. Mi yichye misumo el. So there's a drush on that Pasuk. The drush is that we all do tshuva, we all are mode on our averas, al-chayt, al-shamnu, baganu, gazalnu, but after 120 years, the Eidus is going to come. Right? It's all going to stand there, everything we did wrong. So we're mode b'knas, but then Eidim are going to come. Mode b'knas v'akar bo Eidim. So we say, Mi yichye misumo el, I think it says there, but if you switch around the Nekudos, Mi Yechye Mi Shmuel. Who's going to live in the face of the Shita of Shmuel? Shmuel holds Mode Beknas V'Akach Boedim Eschayiv. So how is our tshuva going to help? But Baruch Hashem, we don't pass in like Shmuel. V'Salachti Lavoni Ki Ravu. Rav is, right, we pass in like Rav, Mode Beknas V'Akach is Potter, and therefore Baruch Hashem, we hold like Rav and not like Shmuel. That's the Vart of the day. And related to this sugya. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, continuing now with the, right, it's worth it to come just for that Vartara. Okay, Ibai Lahu, Misha Chesia Ebed Chesia Ben Chorin, Shekidish Bas Chorin Mahu. So here we go. What about this middle status Eved, Chatsi Chatsi, could they get married to a full free person? And the Gemara is going to ask it in both directions. The female and the male. So first the Gemara says the male. If somebody is half Eved, half Ben Chorin, and we spoke about how that could happen, did he have two owners and then one of them freed him, or like the Shitas that say he can be Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, either way. So you have this half and half, Shekidesh Bas Chorin Mahu. He tried to marry, he was Makadesh, a Bas Chorin Mahu. So does that work? So the Gemara is going to relate this to the discussion from Meseches Kiddushin. Meseches Kiddushin, if a man says to a woman, please be married to half of me, that works. If a man says to a woman, I want to be married to half of you, that doesn't work. So what is this compared to? Says the Gemara, Im tibsalomar ben Yisrael sha'amar labas Yisrael. Even if you say, if a full free Jew says to a full free Jew, his kachi lachatsoi mekudeshes, be married to half of me, that works. Maybe that's different. Dechazi lakulei. There, you know why it works? Because the man could be married, he could give his whole essence to the woman. That's possible. And Rashi here says, and therefore, not only is it possible, but we assume that what he really means is, I am fully married to you, but just to let you know, I might marry someone else as well, which is allowed. A man can be married to two women. So that's the umdana, how we interpret his words. When a man says, I want half of me to be married to you, that means, no, I want to be married to you, but know that it could be that I'll marry somebody else. Ha, lo chazi le lekule. But here that can't happen, because his other half is eved. So he can't marry another free person. So maybe it should not work in this case. V'imtim salomar, and if you say it's going to be compared to the other case, ben Yisrael hamakadish chatzi isha eina mekudeshes, a ben Yisrael that tries to marry half a woman, that's not going to work. You know why? Tashir bikinyano. Maybe there it does not work because he left over something that he could have done. He should have married the whole woman. He doesn't. Marries half her. That doesn't work. So you are mishayer, and therefore, just like gerushin is a total cut, kiddushin is a total coming together. And here you are mishayer. V'ha eved lo shir b'kinyano. But this eved, he did everything he could. He did everything he could. If this chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin marries this bas chorin. So what is the halacha in this case about a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our brayso we mentioned earlier. Hey, Mesbisha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, Notin Chatzi Knas L'Rabo V'Chatzi Kofel Yarshav. Remember the case of Shor kills an Eved half and half. So he pays half of the Knas to the master and half of the Kofer to the Yarshim, right? Because if he's a free person, he has to pay Kofer. If he is an Eved, he has to pay Knas. So he pays half Knas to the master, half Kofer to the Yarshim. Ask the Gemara. Yarshim. V'i amrit kiddusha v'lav kiddushin yarshim min alei. How does he have any yarshim? If he has any children, they belong to the master. So how does he have any yarshim? It must be that he's able to marry a free woman. And those children are considered his yarshim and they're free. It must be. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Amar Rav Adam or Ava, maybe there's a different understanding of that braisa. Kisha aso trefa. The case is where the ox did not kill him, but made him a treifa, uma yarshav, nafshe. Yarshav means himself. Doesn't mean physically his yarshav, it means himself, and that's what it means that you pay half of the kofar, because he's half free, you pay it to himself. Because it's enough, the havamina, it's enough if an ashar makes the evid a treifa, that's enough to pay the knas, that's the havamina. So Gemara says, wait a minute, that doesn't work. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas bedavar. I don't like that suggestion for two reasons. Number one, chada, the yarshav tani. Number one, it says yarshav, what do you mean him? He's not a yoresh, he's himself. So I don't like that to mean yarshav himself. Va'od koferhu. And also, kofer means the payment that a person pays if their ox kills a person. You can't pay half a kofar until the person dies. Trefa is not enough. And therefore, says the Gemara, in the name of Rava, I don't like that. See, Rashi says, V'od kofar huvachulu. Rashi says, Bishlama knas, find the knas, deloksiv be'misa elenigicha. Find the knas, I'll give you. Even if it just makes him into a treifa. Im eved yigach hashor. Fine. But by kofar, it says vehemish isho isha. Therefore, you can't say there's any kofar payment unless the person actually, the eved actually died. So, ela amarava. Rather, what does that brisa mean? By yarshim, ra'ui li tol ve'enlo. The yarshim are ra'ui to take. The problem is he doesn't have any yarshim. Doesn't mean you actually pay half the kofar to the yarshim. If he would have yarshim, he doesn't have yarshim, but if he would have, that's all it's saying. But either way, there's no raya from that braisa about if a man who's chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, marries the bas chorin. Amar Rava, so Rava himself, though, says as follows, kishem, shamakadish chatzi isha enim kudeshes, just like if you try to marry half a woman, it does not work, ka chatzi yashivcha v'chatzi bas chorin. Now the opposite question. Now, if the woman is half and half, just like if you try to marry half a woman, it doesn't work, so too if you try to a full free person, that also does not work. So the first question was not answered. About chati eved chati ben chorin. So now we're getting into chati shivcha chati bas chorin. Rava said that does not work. Darash Rabba bar Rav Huna kishem shamachadish chati sheinim kudeshes kach chetzi yeshivcha v'chati vascharon sheneskat sheinim kudeshes. So Rava and Rav Huna both say, Rabba Rav Huna say the same thing. Amalei Rav Chisda midami, and Rav Chisda says, who says you have to say that? Just like the Gemara had a question about the man, You have the same suffix about the woman. Hasam, over there, if a man marries half a woman, shir bekinyano. There he left over, he didn't do everything he could do. That's why maybe it does not work. Ha chalo shir bekinyano. But here he did everything he could do. He married the chatzi shifcha. The chatzi baschorin, the other half of the shifcha he can't marry. So maybe he did everything he could do. Hadar ukim rabba barafuna amora ale. Rabba barafuna then got an announcer. Vidara to tell him to announce as follows. Vamachshela azos tachas yodecha. This machshela, this stumbling block should be in your hand. Meaning, I made a mistake. Ein adam omed al devrei Torah elim keim nechshabahen. A person does not come to the realizations in Torah until first he makes mistakes. You have to realize that sometimes we fall, right? Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. So I made a mistake. Aval pisha amra makadosh chatzi isha einim mekudeshes. Even though that's true, aval chatzi yeshivcha v'chatzi baschorin shenis kasha kiddusha kiddushin. It does work. My taima hasam shir bekinyano hachalo shir bekinyano. Exactly. Rav Chisda's kasha on me. I accept that question, and therefore I'm machalik. I say this does work in this regard. There's an interesting quote. I think I mentioned it before from the Baal Amor. Not exactly about mistakes, but realizing that you don't know everything. He said, "Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati." That's the Baal Amor. I didn't realize that I knew something until I realized I didn't know something. If we think we know everything, we really know nothing. The more we realize that Torah is infinite and unbelievable, and we can't fathom everything, "Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati." The Baal Amor's quote, it's quoted in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Perkei Avos, quoted towards the end of his commentary there, but that is the quote of the Baal Amor. The problem here is, lo maskana. Problem here is, what do we paskin about this case? But chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, who tries to marry somebody, or chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin. So you would think we should paskin either yes or no, or maybe, across the board. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins by a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, Kidusheha kidushin, and by a man, chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, suffik kidushin. And Achronim ask, how does the Rabbah be mechalik? Why by a man, half-half is only suffik, but by the woman, chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, then it is vade mekudeshes. So Baruch Hashem, the Avni Miluim says what he says 10 different places in his commentary. The Avni Miluim says, simple! It's the Ran. What Ran? Ran in the Dorm Daf Lamed. He quotes that all the time. What's the Ran in the Dorm Daf Lamed? Can't forget that Ran, where the Ran says, by marriage, man and woman do not do the same thing. It's not an equal transaction, the Maisik Kiddushin. The Ran uses his Lashon of an Isha, is Mashve Osa Kidvar Hefker. Marriage, the man is the active party, halachically, in a marriage. It's as if the woman just allows herself to be married, but she is totally not active. It's like she opens the door and the man is allowed to come in. That's it. That's the Ran's Lashon in Nedarim. He quotes Nedarim Chavtes, but it's a mistake. Nedarim Daf Lamed, he quotes, he says, Kiva deksiv ki kachish isha, velo ksiv velo tila kachish ala ish, vishamachi bina nasan hu v'amar hu, velo kalimena shadakas atzmal rishas abal, elemi kiva, and here's his Lashon, shehi maskemes. Remember, we had the top 10 Rans in Nedarim. Top 5 Rans. This is definitely even top 5 Rans in Nedarim. So says the Ran. Kivan she maskemes l'kidushe ha'ish. Ha'hu, once she acquiesces, she has to acquiesce. Right? It's not forced, like Baba Gerishin. Once she acquiesces, he mivateles daita v'ritzona u'mashvi nafsha k'davar shel hefker. V'habau machnisa l'rishuso. Hilkach ein dunin b'kidushin mitzad ha'isha ela mitzad ha'bau. That's the Ran. So the Avni Miluim uses that, the Ksos uses that 10 times in this commentary to answer up differences between man and woman's actions in Kiddushin. So he says, so to here. He says, Baya chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin. You know why it works v'adai? Because all she has to do is she's mevatel herself. So she is mevatel her chatzi bas chorin hood. And that's it. That's all she has to do. She doesn't have to actively be involved. By a man, he has to actively do something. So it's harder for a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, to do something. And that's why it's only going to be suffik mekudeshes. But in the case of the woman, it's going to be vade mekudeshes because she's passive anyway. And therefore, it is not as hard to accomplish it. Mashenkin b'shivcha kivin imisad isha lekator es kiddushin ela mevateles daita v'ritzona v'habalu amakadesh imkein afilu b'tzad shivcha sheba mahani haskama. Even her tzad shivchus can be maskim. even though she can't be makne. Ubitzlu ritzon l'gabi bal techulu. Beautiful. That's the Avni Miluim in Simon Mem Dalid Os Gimel. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rav Sheshes, to explain the Rambam, his difference in Psak. Amar Rav Sheshes, now Kishem, Shamakadish Chatzi Isha, Eina Mekudeshes. Rav Sheshes says, just like a man cannot be married a half a woman, Ka, Chetzi Yashivcha, Chetzi Baschorin, Shenis Kacho, Ein Kedusha Kedushin. Not against what the Rambam just paskin. Rav Sheshes says, does not work. Vim L'Sheikh Adam Lomar, and if you say, wait a minute, you're telling me that a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin cannot be married? What about Shivcha Charufa? Right, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Ezi Shivcha Charufa, who is a Shivcha Charufa? Zusha Chetzi Shivcha v'Chetzi Baschorin. Half and half. Ha-mu'urasa le'evet ivri. That has eris into an evet ivri. And Rashi points out, it's not dafkan evet ivri. Eris into anybody. It just says evet ivri, because an evet ivri is allowed to live with her even after the Kiddushin. A free man can't. But an evet ivri can live with a Shivcha Kananis. So, Alma, what do you see from the Torah's example? Bas Esrusehi. She is able to have Arison. So, Amar Lo, so answer, and if you want to say, so, Vim Lachshecha, so this is Rav Huna still talking, Rav Sheshes is still talking. If you want to say, isn't that a riot that she is subject to Arison, and I just said she's not, Amar Lo, Klachetz Rabbi Yishmael, say to him, well, Rabbi Yishmael argues on that. Shehiu Omer B'Shivcha Kananis Hamurasa Levet Ivri B'Shivcha Kananis Basas Rusehi. Right, the Rabbi Yishmael says that the case of Shivcha Charufa is not about a half and half. It's about a full Shivcha Kananis that is Mu'uresis to an Evet Ivri. And is that possible? That's for sure not possible. Elamayis Achalameimar, but rather, what must you say, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk means, my Mu'ureses Mi'uchedes, it just means designated. It doesn't mean halachically Mu'ureses, hachanami, my Mu'ureses Mi'uchedes. So therefore, it says Rav Sheshes, don't ask me any kashas from the Pasuk in Chumash, because if you go like Rabbi Yishmael, Arison does not literally mean Arison. Period. Amar Rav Chisda, next try. Ches Yeshivcha v'ches Yibaschorin, shenis kadsha, l'ruvain. What if she is niskadeshes to Ruvain? We don't know if that works yet or not. That's the machlokas here. Niskadsha l'ruvain. Vinish tachra, and then she's freed. V'chazra v'niskadsha l'shimon. And she goes to marry somebody else. V'meisu shneim. And now Ruvain and Levi, Ruvain and Shimon both die. Misyabem is l'Levi. She could do Yibam, they're brothers, she could do Yibam to Levi. V'ein ani kareba eisha shnei meisim. I don't treat this as a wife coming from two meisim. What's that case? That's the case in Yevamis. Rashi quotes Lamed Aleph. You have three brothers. One of them died. The second one does Maimar, which is a quasi-marriage, and then the second one dies. The third one cannot do Yibam to either, because this is considered a meis coming from a woman coming from two different brothers. So this is not considered that. Why? Says Rav Chisda, Manavshach. Because either way, it's either full or nothing. I kiddushin de Ruvain kiddushin. If the kiddushin of Ruvain worked when she was a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin, I kiddushin de Ruvain kiddushin kiddushin. The Shimon lav kiddushin. Then kiddushin of Shimon or nothing, because she was fully married already. Vi kiddushin de Shimon kiddushin. And if only the second one is Kiddushin, Kiddushin the Rubin Lab Kiddushin, then the first one is nothing. Fine, so she's not called coming from two. Itzmar, what about this case though? Ches Yeshivcha v'ches Yibaschorin. Shen is Katsha l'Ruvain. Vinish Tachara. V'chazur is Katsha l'Shimon. To some, not the Afka brother here. To someone else. Rev Yosef Barchama Omar Rev Nachman. Paku Kiddushe Rishon. The Kiddushe Rishon have totally evaporated. Rashi says, Kekot and Shinola dummy. Like a gerus, when somebody goes free, as we know, the different stages, and therefore the second marriage is the full marriage. Reb Zera Amar Rav Nachman, Machlokes Amar Rav Nachman held, Gomru Kiddush Rishon, no. Gomru, the first one is like held in limbo, but right when it's able to be chal, it's chal in the first Kiddushin. Right, what did Rav Chisda say? It's either one or the other. Right here he's saying they're each taking a stand. Rav Nachman, the first Rav Nachman says the first one is nothing. The second one says no. The Gamru Kedushay Rishon, Amr Rav Zera and Kavase Didi Mistava. Rav Zera says I think I'm right that the first one is finished. Why? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Lo Yumsu Ki Lo Chupasha by Shivcha Kananis. They will not die. They are not Chayimisa because she's not a free woman. She's not a free woman, and that's why there's no chiyamisa here. Hachu pasha mashmi, if she would be a free woman, yumasu. So it sounds like it's automatic. Right when she becomes free, she becomes an eshes ish. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, I don't think that's such a raya. Ula tana devi Rabbi Yishmael. Da Amar b'shifcha kananis hamureses levet ivri. Remember Rabbi Yishmael? We just quoted him before. Rabbi Yishmael says that the case of shifcha kananis is a full shifcha kananis. Hachanami dechi chufasha yumasu. But there too, right when she gets freed, she's an ashes ish? No, she was nothing. Elamayis lechalameimer. How must you understand the pasuk? Shechufasha v'chazer v'niskatsha. It means when she becomes freed, and she would be married. Hachanami shechufasha v'chazer v'niskatsha. So therefore, there's no raya that anything happens automatically. Tosfos discusses here, why is it that our Gemara here is a machlokas about it? If you look in Kiddushin Dav Zayin, Tosfos Gamru, there it says if you have a behema that's owned by two partners, and let's say I'm one of the owners, I'm makdish my part of the behema, and then I acquire the other half of the behema for my partner, it's not automatically kadosh. No, I have to be makdish the other half of the animal. That's not automatic. So why here do we say Gamru Kiddushin Rishon? Right? Why by the animal it's not automatic, by Anisha it's automatic. So Tosfos has two answers. Over there, it's possible that you're just giving the value. So you can wait for the animal to get a mum and then to give the value of half the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Here it can't be half. It can't be married to half the woman. Right? Ki ikachish isha ksiv, lo chatzi isha. Right? So it's gotta be one or the other. And number two, Inami says the second the end of Tosfos. Regarding the chefsa, it wasn't in your control, but you didn't do all that you could. By a shivcha, she wasn't bechal kiddushin at all. So therefore, it is a different kind of case. Again, it might work in either direction, but that's Tosfos. Right, let's just finish up to the Mishnah. Amar Avuna Bar Katina Rav Yislav Maisa Bisha Achas Shechesi Shivcha V'Chesi Bas Chorin V'Kavos Rabba Basa Ben Chorin. There was a story about it. Isha was half and half, and the Rav, the Besan forced the master to make her into a Ben Chorin. Come on. Who is that like? The Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago was where the man was a Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Chorin. Why would we force a master to free a woman who is a chati shivcha chati baschor? Remember, we said it's only tali because of puruvu and lasheves. Ah, come on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. This must be, that story must be going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that even a woman is chayeves. Tamar al shneim uomer. Remember the machlokas in Yevamis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that even a woman is chayeves in puruvu. So isn't that story according to him? Amar nachba yislak lo. No lav dafka. Minak hefker naguba. It could be that she was not obligated, but because she was half and half, there was nobody, no husband that would just take control and guard her. So therefore, they freed her because of that. We mention often the Ptur of woman in Puravu. 2 points. Number one, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin talks about mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho and says there's a mitzvah for a woman to get married herself more than by a shliach. And the Rishonim there discuss what mitzvah. So if it's the mitzvah of marriage, like the Rambam says, fine. But if not, what's the mitzvah? Puravu? The Gemara still calls it a mitzvah, even though a woman is not obligated in Puravu. So there are different suggestions given by the Rishonim there. The Ran says, obviously, she's misayeya. She's very involved in it, even though she's not obligated. The Shita Lanodilami there says, maybe she's chayeves midrabanan. She's an enem mitzvah v'yose. In any case. But you read this, you know, we kind of like look at these Rishonim and say, okay, come on. She's misayeya. She does everything. And the answer is, that's true. But you always have to mention the Meshech Chachma in this regard, and that is, we're not pushing a woman down, Chas V'Shalom. It's just that by definition, the Torah cannot be mechayev of a woman. Why? Because inherently, a mitzvah cannot be painful. Inherently, a mitzvah cannot be painful. And therefore, in this case, where inherently, bris milah might be an exception to the rule, that's becoming Jewish. But once a person is Jewish, mitzvah, the Torah cannot do it. It's against the rules of what a mitzvah has to be. And he's medayikit in Parshas Noach, unbelievably, between the tzivu yipuravu before the chait and after. He's medayik between whether it's singular, whether it's plural. It's unbelievable. And that's why, Haina debadim mechavah shabira chosam kodem achet, shalo hayalat sar leida, haya mitzvah shneim bepir yivarivya, v'amalem pru urivu, avala achar achet, shahayalat sar leida, v'iropami mistakenes mizeh, achi nishbas, shalo tizakek labayla, lachain benoach. It's after Chsiv by Yom Alapuravu, Haloksiv Kodem, Ivarachas Office Bunav, Alvon Sheyem Lohiskir, Sheyna Bachla Mitzvah Puravu, Ubiyakov Kamar, Prey Urevei. Before it was painful, then they were included. But only after it was painful, Hashem had to change it. Because he didn't can't command something that's inherently painful. But that's why he continues and says, and that's why there's only a mitzvah to fast one day a year, right? Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah to eat beforehand. He quotes to Rechad Archinoam in that context. And he says that he put into women a mother, Hashem put into women a motherly instinct to want to have children to counter the fact that they are not obligated to have children. Okay, let's just do the next piece. The Mishnah, start the Mishnah. If somebody sells their Eved to a guy or to Chutz Laretz, he goes free. Why? It's a Knas. It's a Knas. Either send, you're skimming into a guy, so he's going to be chayv in less mitzvahs, he's going to be able to do less mitzvahs, or Lechutz Laretz, you send it to Chutz Laretz, so it's a problem. The Tosfos Rid here says, because he's not going to be able to do the mitzvahs atzluyos ba'aretz. Which is interesting, the Achronim wonder, why don't you just say, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz Yisrael? Why dafka the mitzvah tzluyos ba'aretz? Similar question we asked back in Masechta Sota, the end of the first parak. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go in so much? Was it to eat the fruit? No! He wanted to do the mitzvahs atzluyos ba'aretz. What about Yishuv Aretz Yisrael? Right. Similar question is asked over there. Maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Tanur Rabbanan, let's just do the beginning. Tanur Rabbanan, Amocher Adolovik, Elchavim Yatzal Lecherus, Vitzarek Get Shichur Mirabo Rishon. But the first master has to give him a star Shichur. Amrim Shimon Gamliel, my Bamedvar Mamurim Shalakasav Alav Ono. That's only if you didn't write a star Shichur basically in the document of sale. Avakasav Alav Ono, Zeo Shichuro. My Ono, what is an Ono? Amr of Sheshes, the Kasav Lehi says, Hachi, look at Shatifrach Mimanu, Ainli Esek Pacha. If you run away, when you run away, I free you now. So if he writes that, that's basically a star shikr in the star mechira, and therefore that would be enough. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue our march through these dafim of avadim tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. A couple more dafim.